This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's The Bullpen, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5 is The Bullpen with the producers here at ESPN Radio. Myself, Brian McDonald, found on the X at SackByBMac. My man to my left, Andrew Carlson, on Twitter at Carlson Radio. And Sean Mapes, a member of the Paul Gallant Show, can be found on Twitter at Sean and Mapes, our man behind the glass. I am Jay Chevy, is, of course, Josh Evans. And this is the sports landscape-changing, groundbreaking, award-winning segment, Mount Rushmore Plus One, soon to be the place where we punish our foes as they fall in our survivor picks. That was a very dramatic way to say that.
Wow.
As I laid that out.
300?
Yes, we will kick somebody into a pit. We haven't told anybody yet, but that will be. There might be a lawsuit or two. HRMP might have to help us out with those lawsuits. But Mount Rushmore plus one time. We only have one segment left after this. I don't know if we've mentioned that yet, but Aggies pregame starts at 1:30, so we won't be going to two like we normally do. But we will be back next week, so make sure you give us a listen. Mount Rushmore plus one. Sean, you're up first. What is your Mount Rushmore plus one?
Inspired by, let's just say, recent current events in the city of Houston. My Mount Rushmore plus one is desserts for your boss to bring you while at work, or just desserts for someone at work to bring in, or just rewards, I would say.
I mean, if Joe George is listening.
If Joe, yeah, hint, Joe.
If Todd's listening, maybe they bring us one of these.
Number one. I said it earlier in the show. I'm rolling with Chaz McCormick. Arguably makes me like him a little bit more.
Banana pudding.
Banana pudding.
Yeah, absolutely.
Easy pick. Would have been a pick even if it wasn't Chaz's favorite dessert. It is my. I'm not sure ready to call it my favorite dessert.
It's at least top three for me.
It is in. It's upper echelon. It's on the Mount Rushmore plus one after all.
Overrated dessert.
Woo!
Overrated dessert.
Can you even eat it?
Not now.
Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't think about that.
If you had to throw like a ballpark of what number banana that would be on your dessert list, where would you say the range would
others
be?
Others receiving votes?
15, maybe.
Oh. I think Andrew's dessert is chicken. That's really what we're probably getting into.
Green
here.
Beans.
Protein ice cream. We have protein-filled ice cream out there, BMAC, and you're out here talking about chicken.
The community?
God. Yes.
Yeah. All right, next, let me get to my second one. Chocolate chip cookies, all reliable. Always good. Like them soft.
Rarely is there a terrible one.
Very rare. Very rare is there a terrible one. This one's a little bit tougher of one in a work environment, but it's a dessert that always plays, and I never feel like I really have enough of it. Soft serve ice cream.
Yeah.
I love soft serve ice cream.
From like McDonald's or Sonic.
I don't know the last time I've had soft serve ice cream. I know I was a very happy boy that day.
Were you a big boy that day?
No, I was another boy.
Okay. All right.
I was a little
boy. Good to know.
Yeah, I'll double check with Dusty Baker. Pretty sure I was a little boy. Next one, Slutty Brownies. Remember Slutty Brownies? Or have you ever had
Slutty Brownies?
I've heard
that term, but I couldn't tell you what exactly it is.
They're brownies, but then they also are like baked together or something where it's like it's almost a level cake almost with it.
Oh, right.
Where it's Oreo and chocolate chip cookies. I realize chocolate chip cookies is just in two of them now, but that's all right.
It's really good. I don't find fault in that.
Yeah, Slutty Brownies. And the last pick for the Mount Rushmore plus one of things you wish your boss would bring you at work. Respect of your skills that you have and putting you in the lineup when you deserve. It's the last one. Always goes down smooth.
That was a hell of a payoff, Sean.
Andrew,
I appreciate it.
Can you have that one?
I can't have that
okay,
one.
That,
you can have,
I
can
have
that one. That dairy free.
Is that the only that one that fits free? The dietary restrictions?
Well, it depends what you use with the cookies. If you use lard versus,
you can make some substitutes in there. Okay. Yeah.
That list was five for five, sir.
That was definitely five for five.
Desserts is really really what I do best.
I'll go next because mine is dessert adjacent as well. So I saw a story coming out of course, Florida, where a man was arrested because he got angry at a Walgreens employee and he decided to throw Snicker bars at said Walgreens employee.
Snicker bars outside looking in on the Mount Rushmore Plus One of dessert.
So my Mount Rushmore Plus One is candies I could weaponize if I get mad at a Walgreens employee. So number one on the list, Payday. It's just it's just a chunk of peanuts. I think it's got some heft to it. If I were to throw a Payday at somebody, I think it would hurt a little bit.
I was definitely going to say heft. I was going to use the word heft. It's got some heft to it.
Number two on this list of weaponized candies, if I get mad at a Walgreens employee, peanut M&Ms. Now, you can insert your own, like, almond M&Ms, or you can insert whatever kind, but it's got the hard candy shell. And it'll not
aerodynamic.
Aerodynamic, maybe hit them in the eye. I don't know. You could do something with the peanut M&Ms. Like, you'd have to have good aim, but I think you could hurt them a little bit. Number three, a hard candy for the old people, Werther's Originals. I mean, you got to have some hard candy in there. I think pelting people with Werther's Originals, I don't think that feels good. I can't possibly
It's never happened
to me.
I know how it tastes in my mouth, and that's not good.
It's awful.
It can also stick around a little bit, too, right?
Yeah, if you heat it up, maybe you sticks to them and it burns them as well.
Like, well, I wasn't going to go that far.
This is
a weapon. I'm thinking
that's a war crime.
Speaking of war crimes, candy canes, which you could sharpen to a point.
You
can throw it like
that's very guerrilla warfare.
Guerrilla warfare. Hey, sometimes things go down in Walgreens, and you have to resort to guerrilla warfare. Last one on my Mount Rushmore Plus One of weaponized candies, and this is not because it necessarily be a great weapon, but I just think it's the worst candy in the world, and I won't get rid of them and shame this other person by throwing them at them. Tootsie Rolls. Tootsie Rolls are garbage. Tootsie Rolls are garbage candy that people. There's basically just filler candy at Halloween that they'll throw in your bag because they're cheap. And I want to get rid of them and throw them at the Walgreens employee that I'm mad at.
If you don't like Tootsie Roll, then
you pass them. You right? All right, I'll pass
them. Let me see that Tootsie Roll,
Andrew. You're Mount Rushmore.
What just happened over there?
Sean cracked himself up by saying, "Let me see.
Let me see that Tootsie Roll."
And true, your Mount Rushmore Plus One.
My Mount Rushmore Plus One. This is in honor of the Texas Longhorns heading into Tuscaloosa.
Thank you.
Before the... please stop. Before the Texas fans lose later today, here are some things that I believe they might run across while in the state of Alabama.
Okay.
Unemployment.
Specifically Tuscaloosa. So, number one, white dudes with shorts that are 3 inches too short saying, "Do you know who my father is?"
That's good.
Number two, someone who believes that we should revisit this whole segregation thing one more time. This is meant to offend, so if you take offense, please do.
Well, job accomplished.
Well, no, I actually don't think that's going to offend them. They're going to be like,
You're right. No. Yeah, the dude with the stars and bars on the back of his truck is probably not going to disagree.
Two for two, brother.
Number three, someone whose family has been supporting the Tide for six generations, despite the fact that they or no one in their family has actually ever gone to college.
Yep.
Number
three
four.
Three so far.
One random Auburn fan who just wants to go against the grain, or I guess, in this course, against the Tide. And then, last but not least, Cousin Lovin. And that will do it for my Mount Rushmore Plus
One.
Well,
Josh is dead. I don't know if Josh is... I can't even see Josh. All I see is like a head moving because he's laughing.
We're going to let Josh collect himself before...
Yeah, Josh, we'll talk a little bit here, buy you some time.
In the rare position...
I appreciate it. These are some great teammates that I have.
Usually you're the one that leaves us in this situation.
It's rare that you're the one that has to follow up on something... I don't even know what we called that.
That was well done, Andrew.
We should have
really
left
well
Andrew to go last.
Yeah, Andrew was the main event,
I
think.
Especially because I'm continuing the theme of food here.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
No. We're not continuing that theme.
The theme of cousin loving.
We're not continuing that theme, Sean.
Picking up right where Andrew left off.
Mount Rushmore Plus One of times it's okay to talk. Nemrin.
Relatives to...
The theme of food, ladies and gentlemen, speaking that it is week one of football, this is my Rushmore plus one of week one eats while watching the games. Now, this is going to be completely different than my Super Bowl because the Super Bowl, we go hard. But at number one, this is no particular order, pizza rolls. Number two, another roll, but egg rolls. Three, I like to make homemade nachos. Four, deviled eggs. And five, yep, buffalo chicken wings.
I'm fine with all
that's,
those.
That's a solid list. I was ready for something offensive.
I thought about putting pineapple on pizza again, you know, but...
You should have. You should have.
But you see the death stare I'm getting from B-Mac right now?
I'm giving the look over to Josh. I'm also giving the look to Nebraska just scoring a touchdown. Shout out to Joe George. It's now 13-7 Colorado. Well, extra point pending, but 13-7 Colorado over Nebraska. His plus 9.5 still looking very good. The money line, though, still there still might be some action here the second half as their quarterback number 7 just took it to the house from over 50 yards out. That was not
that dude. Sean hates so much. Apparently,
I don't hate him. I was just surprised he's still in the game.
Sean thinks this guy is an absolute bum.
I just thought he would get benched by now.
All right, ESPN Radio 97.5, 92.5, the bullpen. And we got one segment left before A&M college football pregame starts here at 1:30. And we will finish it, as we always do, with our worst people in sports this week and what we love from sports this week. And it definitely won't be the last bullet point on Andrew's list. That and more, ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.com. You need to learn.
Let the boy watch. He needs to learn the way I learn from my...
This is The Bullpen, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5 with The Bullpen. The producers here of ESPN Radio, Sean Mace, Andrew Carlson, myself, Ryan McDonald, and our man Josh Evans behind the glass. And we'll finish off our show this week as we do every week, a shortened show this week, because Aggies football is up next. Their pregame starting at 1:30 here on ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5 with our worst people in sports this week and the things we love from sports this week. Sean, who is your worst person in sports this week?
Worst person in sports this week, Antonio Brown.
I mean, Hall of Fame. We can hang the jersey in the rafters.
Arguably, it is crazy that Paul Pierce has been the worst person in sports this week on the show like 25 times, and Antonio Brown, this is maybe his second time in this segment.
That's all Josh, though.
Yeah, that is a lot of Josh. Says a lot about what Josh's values. Anyway, Antonio Brown took his pants off at FSU at some sort of college party at Florida State University. Only problem is he left his phone in his pants.
Bro, what?
Dude, I have Antonio Brown's phone right now. Bro, I have Antonio Brown.
What the?
Antonio Brown's phone.
Dude,
right now.
Dude, what the? Dude,
look. Wait, Antonio manager.
And you have his
Antonio
pants.
Phone right now.
Bro, what the? Dude,
he had his pants and his phone.
So what? He just left the party naked, or is he upstairs? Oh, he's upstairs, probably.
Oh no, I think he threw it into a crowd. I think he was performing.
I thought he was getting arrested or something like that, and that's why he threw it.
Nope. He was just performing. Took off his. It looked like leather pants, and threw him in the crowd.
It had his. Wow.
And this guy left his phone in his pants.
CTE, man. Don't mess with it.
Undefeated.
I wonder, we did a story a few weeks ago, what was it, about that former Raiders player who was trying to Zello money away from a porn star? I wonder if these college, I think so. I wonder if maybe that was an option for any of these guys. Andrew, your worst person in sports this week is?
It's not necessarily a person, it's a group of people, and it's the Team USA FIBA World Cup team. You know, we were trying to extend the American dominance over Germany. We've got a long-standing reputation of beating the Germans down, both in wars and in feats of athletic dominance.
Ever since they bombed Pearl Harbor, we've beat them consistently.
Well, that was the Japanese.
They didn't bomb Pearl Harbor, but...
Thanks for getting the joke from the movie Animal House.
I'm sorry.
That was like 40 years. I know. All right. I'm just going to shut up.
You're old, B-Mac. Yeah. I'm sorry.
All right.
He was there.
Josh, did you get that reference? Nope. Okay. Damn it.
He remembered the Pony Express came and told him that.
It was a line from John Belushi in that movie. I'm going to move on. All right. Go ahead.
But, yeah, Team USA lost, and they did our country the opposite of proud. They made us all ashamed to be Americans for a day. And I understand that we're sending out the
– an American.
C or D team out there, but that's still unacceptable to lose to a bunch of Euros. So
we need to put our boot in their ass. It's the American way.
Damn
who was,
right.
Who was even the best player on the roster?
Anthony Edwards.
Yes. And that was pretty much like the only all-star
He's the only American or FIBA American that can hold his head high after.
Was he the only guy on this year's team that you could actually see making the Olympic team?
Maybe Mikal Bridges. Okay. I mean, we don't have to do a FIBA basketball
segment
right
now. Curious. I don't want you to break down the entire roster, but I didn't really follow this at all, so I was curious as to what the level of
Jaren Jackson
actually was.
Maybe a backup.
All right, my worst person in sports this week is also a group of people. It's whoever decided to let the Jets decide exactly what they would and wouldn't show in Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks has already gone downhill a lot over the years by teams taking away more and more access. The Jets apparently got to do so because of them being forced to. But then they got to also decide that, oh, we're just not going to show any of the cuts this year. And I get, like, that's a hard moment for a player. You don't want to necessarily show that. But I think it's, for me, it's just like an overall indictment of, like, there's, for a show that was founded upon, like, the access you can only get here, like, over the years, the access has just been taken away. At least show a meeting between Robert Saleh and their GM where they're talking about who they're going to cut. At least, even if you don't give us the meeting with the player themselves, at least give us that. Josh, your worst person in sports this week.
My worst person in sports this week, this person is local. In fact, so local, I could actually see him right now.
Oh, no.
Andrew Carlson.
Oh, my brother.
Whoa!
I was going to pick something else until I heard for your first choice in Survivors, you was going against your hometown team of the Houston Texans.
Wow.
Have you some shame, brother?
Absolutely not. I'm trying to win here. I care about winning, and the Texans aren't going to be doing a lot of that this season.
I think this needs to be a running bit for Andrew. He just picks against the Texans every week. Just lean into it.
I mean,
full heel turn.
Probably
might survive longer than the rest of y'all.
Yeah, that's the thing. Survive. That's the thing.
I don't know. Week two against the Colts is going to really put you to the test.
But what happens if he gets the tie? Does that count as a win or a loss?
Ties count. You have to the team has to actually lose the game for you to be eliminated.
Because you do survive.
Yeah, you technically survive. They didn't lose. So, yeah, you would still move on. Because, yeah, with the Colts and the Texans, it certainly could be a tie. All right. Done swimming with the anger sharks here. Time to doggy paddle over to the Sea of Tranquility. I'm not even going to try to say the other stroke because every time I try to say backstroke.
You have a stroke.
I have a stroke. And end up saying back pedal. So, actually talking it through helped me actually say backstroke and back pedal. Maybe I'll do that every time. Sean, what is the thing you love from sports this week?
The thing I love in sports this week is the next owner of the Dallas Cowboys, and spoiler alert, it's the AI hologram of the current owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones. Here's a sound.
Why did you choose AT&T to be your naming rights partner?
The reason AT&T Stadium is AT&T Stadium is because to me, AT&T was like saying America. And I wanted our Dallas Cowboys, America's team, to be associated with Alexander Graham Bell and AT&T.
Alexander Graham Bell and the Dallas Cowboys have figured out a way for Jerry Jones to live forever and own the Dallas. Literally, my dream scenario is Jerry Jones never dies.
So when they have meetings about who they should draft or sign, they go to AI Jerry Jones and ask him his opinion.
Yes, yes. How is that not what they do?
Sean, you sent me audio that we used for Who Said It, where Lance mentioned the term warming up his wrist for something. AI Jerry Jones warming up his wrist for AT&T and Alexander Graham Bell is just the most cringeworthy audio I think I've heard this week. Andrew, what'd you love from sports this week?
This might be a little simple, but I loved the return of the NFL. We finally have NFL football back on the field again, and maybe I'm pandering here with this answer, but legitimately, it feels like all is right in the sports world when you finally have NFL football playing on a consistent basis, which we're going to have for the next, 5 months or so, and I, for one, cannot wait.
My thing I love from sports this week is this hype video from The Undertaker for the Texas Longhorns.
Biggest game of the year so far. Is Texas ready?
Many calling it the game of the year.
It's hard to ignore the talk. The talk is cheap. This game is about action.
Damn right.
Close doesn't cut it. The pain, the agony, fuels that fire inside. Has it been easy? Hell no. Will it be worth it? You damn right.
You damn right, Sean. Right. Undertaker firing up the Texas Longhorns.
Nick Saban?
Rest in peace. Woo! There, we'll say it now. Texas 31, Alabama 24. Let's go, Undertaker. Leading us to victory. Love it. Josh, close us out here. What'd you love from Sports this week?
I can't close out after that. You guys
sure
finished
you
the show.
You put Josh now in a bad spot two times in a row. He had to go last and not rush for plus one.
Yeah. Going forward, I think we need to shake up things.
Yeah,
about
But
for my best person in sports this week, I took the opposite approach for Andrew with his worst person in sports this week with Team USA. I'm saying Germany simply due to the fact that With the you-know-what whooping that USA got, even though it was a close game, I can't wait for next year for them to send their A-team and have a redeemed team 2.0. That's I'm looking for.
Redeemed team is so much fun in 2008.
In 2024 Paris Olympics, let me give you a little preview. They're not going to lose to Dennis Schroeder.
there might be more 30-40-point wins with the opposing team asking autographs during the game.
Daniel Tice won't dominate the glass when the Americans send their best next year.
Certainly not. Just a quick check. Colorado up 20-7 as we end the show here. Shout out to Joe George. Looks like that plus nine is definitely paying off. For Sean Mapes, for Andrew Carlson, for Josh Behind the Glass, I am Brian McDonald. Thank you for joining us today on the Bullpen, ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. We will be back next week, but until then, make sure you stay tuned here and enjoy Aggies football. Pregame starts here at 1:30 with the Aggies in action starting at 2:30.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Old Greg.
I know what you're thinking. Here comes Old Greg. He's a scaly manfish. I'm Old Greg!
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.